congratulations in order for a lot of Buckeye fanatics out there.
A real validation of Barber football focus yesterday.
Donnie football, for example.
He's one of those, like, didn't go there, but root for them Ohio State fans.
Where does an Ohio State national championship as a fan
slotted in
rank
amongst,
for
like,
you?
Yeah, slotted in. Like, where? How many different Pittsburgh teams would it rank behind?
Would it rank behind a women's volleyball championship at Pitt for you?
That's a good, I mean, like, right now, like, last night I was telling Austin, yeah, I was rooting for Ohio State to win, but my fandom is nowhere near as strong as it was in my childhood.
Like, if that was a Terrell Pryor team that won a national championship last night, what would you be doing today? Would you still be drunk?
Not working.
No. I mean,
you seem like
Terrell,
more of a casual,
Terrell,
like, yeah, I like Ohio
Terrell
State.
Terrell Pryor played when I was like 13 years old. Like, that was pretty peak fandom.
Well, that's
there.
Why I asked that question. If that was a Pryor team.
He wouldn't have been drunk, though, at 13, to
true,
be fair.
But would you have just been on cloud nine last night? Would it have been almost like a Steelers
team? But are we acting as if it was a prior team and I'm the age I
yes.
am right now?
No, no, no. You're 13
you're
years
you're
old.
Back then.
One of those teams wins
Donnie.
The national championship.
Oh, it would have been very high up
Bedlam.
There. It would have been
higher than like a Pirates World Series? Higher than a Steelers
Super
Bowl?
Not that high. It would have been third behind Steelers and Pirates.
So
it had
a Penguins.
Wow. Now we're getting somewhere.
But now, like, I would rather see a team in Pittsburgh actually win something again.
How about a playoff series or game? Say nothing of a championship. Just can a Pittsburgh team win a game that involves a postseason?
So, congratulations, I guess, Donnie. Hang on, congratulations, Cam Hayward. Doesn't win playoff games for the Steelers, but he can live vicariously through Ohio State football. Who else? Stupid. Jeff Hathorn.
For sure.
Has anyone reached out and congratulated Jeff today?
No, I forgot to, actually.
That's kind of sad.
Isn't Brent Weiner on our sales staff?
Brent Weiner!
An Ohio State guy?
Big Brent!
He's also just a Cleveland guy in general. He asks me about
he
the Guardians all the time.
He is a huge Ohio State fan.
JTB, Johnny the Barber.
Man, I'm actually really sad that none of us said anything to Jeff, because if...
Now we kind of are.
If Adam, if West Virginia won the national championship, don't you immediately reach out to Crowley, even if it's to troll him or tweak him? That happens instantaneously.
I don't know.
I don't even think the clock hit zero and you're like either sending him a snarky text or maybe a legitimately happy for him
message.
Isn't the only
thing you can send Crowley if that somehow were to happen? You say, guess it's all downhill from here,
right.
Huh?
You send him something.
Just send him a picture of Tyler Kennedy scowling at him. What do you think of this song? How do we feel about it?
It's old. It's something like Jim Colony would have like.
You know what it
to.
Is to me? It's the kind of song that I feel like is only fun if you hear it in a bar in Columbus, and then everyone like it's a get in. Everybody gets into it song. You're just playing it like this
yeah,
right
like
now.
Frats
it's got,
are playing it nonstop.
It's got
there
no
today.
Life right now.
Santonio Holmes.
Are we talking? Like, okay, then
congrats to
Mike
Santonio.
Adams,
Mike
Doran
Adams.
Grant.
You got stabbed
Shazier.
On the south side.
Ryan Shazier.
And now you're
who
back
else?
And better than ever. Mike Tomczak, ladies and gentlemen. Just give him a little pop for an Ohio State national title.
I'm trying to think of, is there any crappy backup quarterback who's come through town who went to
How about
to the,
Doran Grant?
I just said Doran Grant.
Dick LeBeau!
The.
Dick LeBeau. Justin Fields!
Oh, yeah, what are we doing here? That's kind of a bad job,
Probably
Donnie.
There last night. He's an Atlanta native.
Anybody we're missing from the backs and backers? Anymore. That's all we got, I think, isn't
yeah.
it? Well, that's why the Steelers, according
and,
to Barber Football Focus,
and
were,
JTB,
were, drawing,
Johnny the Barber.
Were drawing dead in the Ravens game because I believe he said the Ravens had more players from Ohio State.
Donnie did just make me think about something here, about you in particular.
Me?
Chris. Yes.
Oh.
I think that if, in some crazy universe, if Pitt does this, I think it's like the biggest... sporting like the biggest sports moment of your life.
Hoops, believe it or not, just because I've always liked basketball
right,
more
so,
than football. But yeah, if Pitt were to win one of the two major, you know, men's revenue sports titles,
you are one of the rare people in this town who would cherish a college championship more than a pro one.
Yeah, if Pitt in some insane universe gets to the college football playoff and like rolls through Penn State specifically to do it, I would not be on the air today. I would I would be hungover, and I would be nursing that hangover in delirious happiness.
I don't think, in fact, I think like 99, or maybe that's too high, I think 90% of fans are different than that. But we have an unusual amount of people at the radio station that care more about their college teams than the pro teams here.
I will say, I think the Pirates winning it all, probably because it's just...
You've never seen it before?
The history of it's just so tortured. That probably would still supersede like a Pitt title, but... I mean, I'll tell you, I can answer what you're saying this way.
If Pitt won the national championship in college football, Doran would enjoy that and celebrate that more than he would a Steelers Super Bowl.
I agree with that.
If West Virginia did it, Crowley would celebrate that more than...
I mean, I've seen two Steelers Super Bowls, which does help.
More than the Steelers?
And I've seen five Penguins Stanley Cups, so that helps. I'll tell you this, I can answer this for you vividly. The most disappointed in my adult life I have been after a sporting event is Villanova Pitt. Childhood, it was obviously Bream in Game 7, with Chargers in 94 being like oddly close, Super Bowl 30 kind of close, but like easy winner post 18 years old. Is Pitt Villanova.
Donnie, isn't Reynolds. That hard for you to wrap your head around? That people would care more about a college team here winning a championship than Steelers, Penguins, or Pirates?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like, well, we know that Penn State fans would be huge on it. Pitt fans absolutely would.
Don't you think Bechtold would rather see a Penn State national title than any Steelers?
Something you've never seen?
I don't.
Oh, I think he definitely would.
Would take Penn State over the Steelers? I don't agree with that.
I think Bechtold would. I think Bechtold's fandom of Penn State is way more personal to him than like.
Well, that's because he's going there. Maybe Donnie's onto something because he's now in their master's program.
Yeah,
Penn
and his
State.
Little sister goes there. Okay. Like there's.
But I think that's the only way it happens.
Where does the Syracuse 03 national title rank for you?
Well, right. So I'll lump myself in with that too. Like, but. But I think you have to go to the school, or in your case, like go to the school
have a bizarro world rooting interest for your school's rival.
Yes, and go to the school and see it up close, and this huge budding hatred develops inside of you for that program from seeing
in the belly of the beast.
Yeah, from being around it every day.
Happy Ohio State national title to former Steeler Mike Vrabel, Donnie. Another
yes.
one. Mike Vrabel. clap it up for
Good
big
goal.
Mike Vrabel.
But, like, do you think that the wide swath of people who identify with the Steelers and Pitt who root for both would put the 76 title ahead of the other championships, the other Steelers championships they've been alive for?
Like, we have our buddy...
Are Penn State fans, Donnie said, well, Penn State fans are fanatical, but the ones here would put 82 and 86 ahead of 05 or 08 or 78 or 79?
I have a take on this. I think that you see, now we know that college sports have never really been truly amateur sports. It was either a bag of money or now it's NIL. It's like semi-pro level sports. But I do think there's like an innocence to it for a lot of people.
An innocence?
Okay, like
when there's a $20 million roster and before that guys were getting duffel bags full of money, there's
a friggin'
innocence?
Yes, I just said those things. There's at least the whiff of amateurism. Eric Hagman used to work at this station. Eric is like the opposite of me. Went to Penn State, loves Penn State. Presumably, I think Eric grew up like a Pittsburgh sports fan. I would be willing to bet he would put the Penn State titles in the 80s over any Steelers title.
Yes, I would agree with that because, again, he went to school there.
What about our guy Fred, Pitt grad?
No, I would say he put all the Steelers because he wasn't enrolled there in 76.
You think he at least, was he alive in the 76 edition?
Probably, yeah.
If he was alive and like old enough, I think he would probably put
no,
that one up there.
No way. No, I think you have to be, like, paint your face... Your school colors, dress up like the big nut guy at Ohio State.
Do you think that
or go to the school and have like such a connection to your university, like Crowley at West Virginia, like Doran still working for Pitt?
Okay, different question. Do you think some people's current like frustrated feelings about the Steelers inform like maybe how they would answer this? I'm so mad at the team right now, or the Pirates, or the Penguins.
No,
frankly.
Because the frustration's born out of wanting the team to win so badly.
I know, it is born out of that, but if you feel like in any of those cases the team either doesn't want to win as bad as you want them to win, doesn't know how to go about trying to win like you think they should. I think the frustration doesn't just turn to they haven't won in a while. It's they're hopeless cases here. Like, I think people get mad about that kind of stuff because they feel like their team is so far away and is willfully ignorant about it.
Yes, but like, so if you want to have like a reality conversation, then that's true of the college teams here too. I mean, other than Penn State, what are Pitt's chances? The odds are out to win the next national championship. They're probably like 200-1.
I still ultimately think fake John and Robinson tweets in. He says, I feel like the city was primed to explode in the early 2000s if those Pitt Hoops teams, one of them had gone all the way. I agree, man. That would have like rocked the city. It was like the hottest ticket. People, that place sold out for any game of any consequence. That would have been a big effing deal.
Of course, if a team locally wins a national championship, it's
a big
deal.
There's a novelty factor too to if Pitt goes all the way and does that.
I'm talking more about fans, like personal fans' power rankings, cherishing their college team, like.
Are some of your best memories
cherishing
from
the
life
college champion? Yes, cherishing the college championship more than the pro championship.
I hate to be like philosophical here. Donnie, you would agree. Some
but Donnie
of the best
went
days
to Waynesburg, so that's like it.
Still like, though, some of the most fun times you ever
of
had.
Of course,
were at Waynesburg.
But Waynesburg's not a Division One school. That's
fair enough. So he gets to adopt one, or he gets to pick whatever his favorite one was.
But adopt it? Yes, he does. He's picked Ohio State. It's just not the same as the pro team that you grow up with.
I think if you didn't go to a D1 school, you can still have a proxy there, but especially if you went to a D1 school that competes at the highest level of college athletics, I think a lot of the time you're thinking about your glory days. Like that's why honestly the only Penn State football team that I kind of didn't turn a total side eye towards was the one good one while I was there, Mike Robinson's team, that actually like threatened for a little while for a national
title. Like you
title
think those
so
guys that Donnie always
there.
References, what's the name of the place in Greensburg where they go to watch the Notre Dame games?
AMS Club.
You think those AMS clubbers?
AMS, yeah.
AMS
right.
Clubbers would prefer a Notre Dame championship to a Steelers? No. It's like something
I wouldn't rule it completely.
I was going to say I think you're being presumptuous there. Donnie's landlord gets involved. I've now seen two Steelers Super Bowls in my lifetime. I would much rather see a Penn State title than a Steelers Super Bowl. But I didn't go to Penn State.
So the Penn State loss to Notre Dame then is more devastating than the Steelers loss to the Ravens by that logic.
I think it was for a lot of Penn State fans or dual fans because they actually thought Penn State could win that game. Who actually thought the Steelers were going to beat the Ravens? Anybody? I'm not sure if you gave truth
Crowley,
serum.
Kabali,
I'm not sure if
Richie
you gave
Walsh,
truth serum to the
going,
guys in that locker
Charlie
room
Batch.
Playing, all of them would have said, yeah, we're going to win. You probably would have gotten like one down the line guy who was like, I don't know, they look pretty good right now.